The power of forgiveness. Forgiveness lies at the core of being a follower of Jesus. It is the very thing he died to give us. Forgiveness also plays a pivotal role in conflict resolution. Colossians 3:13 urges us to forgive others as the Lord has forgiven us. Forgiveness is not always easy, but it releases us from bitterness and allows healing. It doesn't mean you have to forget the offense or ignore the issue. Rather, it is a choice to let go of any resentment and give grace to your spouse instead. When your spouse has wronged you, that can be very painful. And while some wrongdoings require a period of rebuilding trust, it's also important to remember, just as Romans 3:23 reminds us, that none of us are without sin. We were and always will need forgiveness, especially in the presence of a holy God. A marriage without forgiveness is a marriage that is doomed to fail. A healthy marriage, however, will always require two good forgivers. Offenses will be unavoidable and plentiful in this lifelong journey of two becoming one. Without forgiveness, you will be prone to bitterness and resentment, which will drain the life out of you and your marriage. Jesus chose to give his life to forgive our sins, and it would be ridiculous to think that he wouldn't still use forgiveness as a means of restoration today. Don't allow the power of forgiveness to go unused in your marriage. Ponder this. Are you harboring any unforgiveness towards your spouse or anyone else? Are you ready to forgive them today? Let's pray. Dear Lord, you forgave us while we were still sinners, so who am I not to do the same for my spouse? Please help me become a good forgiver so that I can walk in freedom and so that you can bring forth healing in any situation where forgiveness is needed now or in the future. In Jesus' name, amen. Help me walk in humility and love them the way you do. In Jesus' name, amen.